From the photograph this morning, it was from one of Shauna's creches or play schools, and there's a very beautiful tribute on the photograph, and I've just taken this as a sample of the many tributes. In time of great sorrow, our thoughts will remain on our beautiful Shauna, who loved to entertain. Shauna could always be heard with a giggle, and when sitting down, she sure did like to wiggle. On her pink scooter, she'd come to the gate with Kylo in tow, her little dog mate. So chatty and bubbly, she just loved to play and have fun with her friends each and every day. Shauna was amazingly talented at art. She will always have a special place in our hearts. Her great love of animals was clear to be seen. Caring for all creatures, a great vet she would have been. She was a lovable character with a mischievous way, and we will miss her so much for ever and a day. Shauna had only been in school for a few weeks here in Scullwarra in Creasla, but it feels like the staff knew her much longer, and her teacher writes this about her. Long before she ever started school, she was a little girl who went by on her scooter on her way to her play school every day. And she always had that little wave into the yard and was so eager to get started that she was often asking her mum or dad, could she come in and play? And I remember the staff in the staff room actually talking about that point. Kathleen, her teacher, has so many fond memories of Shauna. From her first day in school, it was obvious that she had that great artistic ability, displaying skills far beyond that of any junior infant. She was happiest in her class when doing her art or her colouring. Only last week, Shauna took in some of her daddy's drawings and loved showing these to the class with such pride. Shauna spoke often of you, her mammy, and her daddy at school, and of her dog, Kylo, and one of her home activities was to draw a picture of you, her family, and she delighted in showing this also to the class with great pride. She spoke with pride and love when pointing out to who each one of you in that drawing was. She had a brilliant sense of humour and loved her friends. And each day she would be asking the teacher, like most children, was it nearly playtime or could she go to the park, as she loved playing with her friends. She was so caring, and if she saw a classmate upset or in need of help, she was sure to run over to them, give them a hug, and to help them. She loved her style. She was a girl with beautiful shiny shoes and fantastic coats. She had a spare pencil case to school, which had her mirror and other bits to make sure she looked her best. She got that trait from Dublin and from Zimbabwe, and she was just so beautiful. A truly wonderful girl who left a lasting impression on all she met. And she, together with her dad, were very well known in this community.